This is Dr. Shelley Epstein, dictating an independent medical evaluation. Claimant Georgia Walters, claim number 3498098-1, Genex number NI1UPC, date of injury 05/09/22, date of exam 7/10/2023, WCB number G3152155. Place of exam 222 Middle Country Road, Suite 210, Smithtown, New York 11787. Georgia Walters presented at 3:05 p.m. for a 3 p.m. independent medical evaluation appointment. She was accompanied by her friend Nikoma, N-I-C-K-O-M-A, Calder, C-A-L-D-E-R. They requested that the interview be taped. Ms. Walters was reminded that the usual rules of doctor-patient confidentiality do not apply, and that no treatment or doctor-patient relationship exists. Georgia Walters is a 59-year-old female who resides with her 65-year-old sister and two adult nephews. She was working as the assistant director in a group home with people with developmental disabilities for approximately 1 year prior to the event in question. She states she was assigned to a residence in Brooklyn, then transferred after 8 or 9 months to a residence in Queens. She supervised four residents at a time. She reports that on May 9th of 2022, they were short-staffed at the residence. She was alone with one other staff member and two residents when one of the residents voiced some suicidal ideation. She called the behavior analyst, who did an assessment on the phone and stated that the client seemed fine, quote unquote. She states the second resident was a lady in her 70s with who was hard of hearing. So she did not see, and also poor vision. So she did not see events progress. She reports that one of the residents took out a 6-inch knife. And her left middle finger was injured and almost falling off. She had bloody stab wounds all over. She was able to call her supervisor for help, who did come over and when saw the extent of her injuries, called an ambulance right away. She was brought to Franklin, Long Island Jewish, and a hand surgeon gave her 17 stitches and advised her to get surgery as soon as possible, which was done within 2 days. However, there remains tendon damage and the inability to bend that finger. She also has some scars from slashes on her chest. Shortly after the injuries that she sustained, she was referred to a psychiatrist. Various symptoms included avoiding knives and kitchen, and due to her finger injury, has trouble buttering her food, cooking, tying shoelaces, or even combing her hair by herself. She also suffered with some symptoms of being unable to pass the building where these events occurred. She has panic attacks every 2 to 3 days. She has nightmares nightly. She's crying spells daily. She's lost 10 to 12 pounds. She reports flashbacks, frequent startle responses, decreased concentration, mood, depressed and anxious. She did not volunteer any suicidal or homicidal ideation, nor appear to be experiencing auditory or visual hallucinations. Some paranoia regarding her attacker, but within the realm of understandable reactions. Ms. Walters denies any past psychiatric history. Nor any history of suicide attempts. Medically, she had hand surgery as described above. She says she's in need of left knee surgery. And she received a shoulder injection about 3 weeks ago for pain, which has been helpful. Her current medications include amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily for hypertension, gabapentin, 100 milligrams three times a day for pain, Lexapro, 20 milligrams daily for mood, prazosin, milligrams at bedtime for nightmares, and Klonopin, 1 milligram at bedtime for insomnia. She drinks alcohol once a month and denies drug use. A family psychiatric history is unremarkable, and there's no reported family substance abuse history. She has social history notable for one sister and two brothers. Her two sons do help her. Her father is deceased. Her mother lives in Jamaica. She stays in Queens with her sister most of the time. She denies any history of physical or sexual abuse. She's been working with a therapist on a weekly basis and a psychiatrist every 2 to 4 weeks. The psychologist is working on desensitizing her to memories of her trauma. They were able to desensitize knives. She's able to walk past the main office of where her job was. She's also working on some physical progress, such as tying her shoelaces and being able to do her hair independently, which is still a problem. Therapist is once a week for 45 minutes, and psychiatrist is monthly for 30 to 45 minutes. Walters has had several MRIs, is working with pain management, and an orthopedist and a hand surgeon regarding her injuries. A review of records was conducted, and patient was examined. Her history of injury and medical treatment is presented above. I believe there is a causal relationship for post-traumatic stress disorder. She does not have any prior injuries or claims or treatment related to mental health. Her prognosis is guarded. She has not worked in any capacity since the accident date. There are a variety of activities that she's not able to perform due to the accident, including opening jars, tying shoelaces, buttoning her clothing, washing her hair. I believe her degree of disability psychiatrically at this time is 100%. Treatment recommendations include continuing her weekly psychotherapy with her psychologist for 45 minutes per session for the next 6 months, and continuing a monitoring by her psychiatrist on a monthly basis for a 30 to 45 minute session. I do not believe she's mentally capable of returning to work at this time. Light duty restrictions would refer to a physical progress, which is not in my specialty realm. I think her anticipated maximum medical improvement right now is at most 10%. I think the most that could be anticipated would be 30%. During the interview, the patient did not volunteer any thoughts of suicide, homicide, auditory hallucinations, visual hallucinations, or paranoia. New paragraph. I hereby certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition, that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion. The information contained within this document was prepared and reviewed by me and is the work product of the undersigned and is true to the best of my knowledge and information. I further affirm that I have reviewed the report and attest to its accuracy.